How are you doing today? I hope that you are doing well and excited for the month ahead. Today, I wanted to talk about two projects that I've been working on. First is online classes. Many of you registered for the Ask, Laugh, and Learn English with Diana seminar that was scheduled for the beginning of the week. Unfortunately, Edufire did not work. They are having major technical difficulties, and so it was impossible to give the class. This was very frustrating, but it forced me to search for something better, something more reliable, something even easier to use, and you know what? I found what I was looking for. Introducing AnyMeeting.com. This online classroom platform is beautiful, easy to use, and will allow me to do so many amazing things in our classes together. I can share my webcam, microphone, videos, PowerPoint slides, interact in the chat space, and much more. I will be testing AnyMeeting in the next few days, and once I know that it is reliable, I will schedule a new class. I will keep you informed via the newsletter. English Success Exclusive Sale. A week ago, I interviewed Alfredo Dombrowski, and we learned a lot about how you can learn English faster and more easily. The key is high-quality video. He mentioned his course, English Success, in the interview, so I wanted to learn more about it. Let me tell you, this course is huge, very big. With 62 videos, audio, and transcripts, you have months' worth of material to work with. To see what I loved about the course, just visit my review here. I liked the course so much that I wanted to make it more affordable for you and all my website visitors, so I contacted Alfredo again and negotiated an amazing discount just for you. Receive 50% off in February only. If you are serious about improving your English, click here to save today. Diana's tip of the month. Make sure that your goals are specific. Many students ask me, how can I improve my English? Or how can I speak like a native English speaker? The problem with these general questions is that you will receive general advice. In order to get advice that you can take action on, you must get specific. How can I remember how to spell words correctly? How can I incorporate phrasal verbs into conversations? How can I stop translating in my mind before speaking? Those are just a couple of examples of specific questions. So, this month, I would like you to think about some super specific questions you have about learning English. Try to be as specific as possible so that I can provide you the most useful answer I can. Once you have a question or two, visit the site and share your questions with me. If your question is specific enough, I might answer it in the next online class I have. All the best, and see you next month. Diana.